The luster is back for the gold sector. Gold prices are breaking out as investors fret about the outlook for inflation, and that is sending shares of producers such as Barrick Gold higher. Let's check in with Barrick Gold CEO Mark Bristow. Mark, good to see you here this morning. I was joking with the team this morning, and you've probably seen a good number of cycles, a real veteran of this industry. What does it feel like right now, just given all of these high levels of inflation we are in fact seeing, which tends to be good for gold prices?
Yes, Ozzy, thanks for having me. Of course. And, you know, one of the things about these big corrections in the markets, and that's what where gold does really well, is you only see them when they're upon you. And we're certainly, if you go back to the end of last year, everyone was really bullish and it was always all going to be fine. And things were transitory and suddenly things are a reality. And, you know, we've got hot markets, inflation, a lot of conflict around the world, and a global economy that's not in sync. So that's always good for gold.
And so one of the other things that has been affecting you guys, just like it's been affecting anyone, is not only do you have to get your product out of the ground, you have to get it to where it needs to be. And I know that you all have been very focused on supply chains. So talk to us about the latest and sort of give us a status report on that front.
So, Julie, that's true. I think, you know, I grew up in northern Africa, and I understand supply chains. And so, you know, the sort of sophisticated developed world has been caught flat-footed on supply chains, has been caught flat-footed on many things related to COVID. And so, you know, the importance of being agile and being able to manage supply chains is absolutely critical, particularly in the mining industry, because we rely on it. You know, we move a lot of stuff to the mines to mine the ore and then move it all back out again. So it is a challenge, but it's absolutely manageable. And, you know, that's going to be the separator. And I think it's going to be the separator on many in many industries, those who can manage the supply chain and those who can't.
Mark, I don't tell you this, but these are tough jobs working out in gold mines. Not like putting on makeup and going on TV here. I mean, no offense to what, you know, me and Julie do, but, you know, mining for gold, it is a tough gig. Are you having trouble finding the next generation of workers in this tight market to get in those mines and work them?
You know, Sozi, the important thing is we pay well, and the big challenge, and when we did the merger with Randgold, the big focus there was let's focus on the best assets and more importantly the best people, because mining has always sort of been in the back of the queue when it comes to, you know, quality people, and we can offer fantastic careers, and that's what we've done, and we feel that, you know, there's a huge opportunity to access young people and give them a real career in mining.
And the opportunity that you guys are seeing, not just that you're offering to people, but that you're seeing for the company, prompted you guys to announce a share buyback program as well. Do you think that as we start to see gold prices recover, that Barrick is going to be rewarded as well? I mean, how do you think you convince investors to see the value like you see the value in the company?
You know, Julie, we come from, we did a big merger in 2019, a couple of deals in Nevada. We consolidated Newmont and Barrick's assets. We took out a problem child company in Africa called Acacia. We merged with Randgold. And my ambition is to build a modern mining company acceptable to future generations, and we've been underperforming the market, particularly recently. It couldn't have been a better time. You know, we've focused on delivering high quality assets with the best people, delivering quality and financial results, and we were lagging in the market. And so we came out with a revised dividend policy. We indicated that we got approval to do a big $1 billion share buyback, because we felt that our share price was undervalued and it couldn't have come at a better time. Get everyone focused on the stock, and now everyone is focused on gold because of the situation globally.
I like what you said on the earnings call the other day, Mark. You said, quote, competition for M&A at the moment is competition to survive. Now, this industry has a long history of boom and bust cycles as it pertains to M&A. Do you feel heat to make a big deal here?
You know, we looked at all those, and one thing that's sort of kept me in this industry is the things that I didn't do rather than the things that I did. And it's so easy to do big deals at Premier at the top of the market. It's much more difficult to exercise that discipline. And you're right, Sozi, we have a great history of or tradition of buying in the top and going bust in the troughs. And we have that discipline. And also mining is a consumptive industry. So it's very important that you invest in your future all the time, not only when the going's good. And, you know, that's what we and Barrick have done. And we were one of the few companies this year in our results to point out that we've replaced all the gold that we mined last year. That's a significant step forward. And it's a standout performance in an industry that's always battling to keep its asset base intact as it mines it away.
Lastly, real quick, Mark, somebody who wants to get into the gold market, just given if they have concerns about inflation, how do you recommend they do it other than buying shares of Barrick Gold? How should they go about it?
So the ETFs are probably the easiest way to get it. And you can buy equity ETFs and you can also buy the physical gold. And, you know, the physical gold is a very safe bet, but you don't get the premium that you get in a good equity. At the same time, in a bad equity, you're exposed to the risk, operational risks, and you don't sometimes get the full benefit of what gold brings to a portfolio. And, you know, over time, and I'm talking, you know, the last 50, 60 years, gold has always been a stabilizer in a portfolio, and you should have around 5% of your portfolio in some sort of gold package. And that really helps you through difficult times.
Spoken like a true veteran of the industry. Barrick Gold CEO Mark Bristow, good to see you. Good luck this quarter. We'll talk to you soon.